is part of Jesus preparing his closest followers for what's about to happen. We've heard the last of the I am statements last week as Jesus reinforces and clarifies who he is. Today's story comes just after Jesus has washed his disciples' feet in an act of humble, loving service, and right before he allows himself to be handed over to the authorities. It shows the depth of his love for each of them, including Judas, whom he knows is about to betray him. Jesus acts out of a love that doesn't depend on who each of them is, but depends on who Jesus is and how Jesus loves. We hear that word abide over and over again in the first 11 verses of the 15th chapter of John. And we heard part last week and the end of it today. It's not a word that you and I would typically use in our conversation. Instead, we might use the word remain or stay. But John's gospel has another facet to the word abide, the one that's rooted and secure in the love that comes from God. If we were doing a scientific hypothesis, it might sound something like this. God abides in Jesus, and Jesus abides in God. God abides in us and invites us to abide in him. Therefore, if we abide in Jesus, then we also abide in God and God in us. It can't be that simple, can it? For people of faith, that abiding place is the center of our being, the place where the love of God begins and ends. Now, I can't pinpoint it anatomically, nor can I adequately put words to the depth and breadth and mystery that abiding place encompasses. So maybe it's a bit easier if we think about it as that loving place in our human nature, from where love in action arises. When we have that kind of abiding presence of God through our relationship with Jesus, our lives change forever. You can't remain the same once you have experienced the forgiving, compassionate, all-encompassing, all-inclusive love that promises a place in this world for every person, and a love that promises to be there forever. It's a tenacious and persistent love that encourages you and I to commit to be all in as we learn to love as we are loved. There's a change in tone of the relationship Jesus has with his people in this reading. He tells them that they should love one another in the same way he loves them. They go from being servants to friends because he shared with them everything God has shared with him. They're the inner circle, and they have been chosen. They have a calling. And Jesus tells his friends that it's he who has chosen them, not the other way around. I can only imagine their confusion at these statements, because they still really haven't put the whole plan together and don't as yet understand it. It's difficult for us to understand when a relationship changes, especially when one person leaves for whatever reason. It can be hard to continue to live and move forward when a loss leaves a hole in the center of our being. But what remains in that space is that ephemeral, abiding presence that reminds us of the love that makes us what we are today, the love that makes us whole. And that's the kind of love Jesus invites you and I to be part of and to give away. Who in our own life can be counted on to step up and give their own life for us, aside from Jesus? So how apropos that this concept comes as we remember those in our lives who were loving caregivers or role models, whether or not they gave birth to us or were gifted to us. There are so many ways to lay down your life just for those that we love. Parents, grandparents, and beloved caregivers do that every day to some degree, putting aside their own needs and preferences to care for one another. If that loved one were threatened, it would be difficult to keep you or I from doing everything in our power to protect them and keep them safe. So thanks be to God for all the people in each of our lives who love us so deeply that there is nothing that they would not do for us. And we give thanks for that abiding love that is our gift from God through Christ. Amen.